الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة لهم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The question according to the Sharia, this question, just before I came here, I received this question on our website. As I told you before, we receive a lot of questions. We help the Muslim everywhere. Even sometimes we receive a question from overseas. And this is why, because we have fatwa online. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we work very hard for this. That's why Masjid Manhattan became the most famous among the masajid. They trust us, alhamdulillah, to send the question, because our answer all the time depend on the Quran and Sunnah. Inshallah ta'ala, I remember before I answer this, this is not my answer. This is not my opinion. This is according to the opinion, and the answer came from the Sharia. But we don't read. I will read this question for you. Then after that, we go through without mentioning the name of the brother. This came to us. He said, marriage to be performed over the phone. That's actually the title. Says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, ya Sheikh. My name is so and so. I come to this masjid most all of the times. But I am from Masjid Taqwa in Brooklyn. The reason why I am contacting you is because I would like a marriage to be done over the phone this Friday, this coming Friday. I have been talking to my intended wife for some time, and I have already talked to the father. We are all in agreement. The family has already been over here, and she is from such a kind, he said, Guyana. And the reason why I would like to marry over the phone, just because it will make my financial situation easier. That is the reason. That way I only have to pay for her to come over here and pay for her paperwork. I also wanted to fulfill half of my deen, and I was very much like this could be done this Friday. May I talk to my Imam Siraj Wahaj, and he gave the okay to be done through the phone. But the assistant of the Imam has some issues. He has already performed it over to see marriage, but there are other issues that I will not go into detail about it. He should already know marriage over the phone. He asked the question, is permissible, and I would like to fulfill half of my deen. As far as a detail about me, I am a good person, I have to say the truth all the time. So he asked, if this marriage is available through the phone. Okay, from this meaning, my dear brothers, listen for this carefully. Marriage in Islam has a conditions. The marriage in Islam has a conditions. And the condition are four. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث البخاري ومسلم, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا زواج إلا بولي وشاهدي عدل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, no marriage will be valid except with a wali. Who is the wali? Is the wali could be the guardian of the girl, her, from her father's family, not the mother's family, from the roots of the father, such as father, grandfather, uncle, a brother. If she has a son, it could be also. So that is called wali in Islam. No marriage will be done except with approval from the wali. That's number one. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued the hadith, he said, وَشَاهِدَيْ عَدْلِ. And at least in the meeting you need to have at least two witnesses. At least two witnesses. And the two witnesses, as the majority of the ulama, has to be male. And Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, in his fatawa, he said, if you don't have the two men available, it will be man, one man, and two women. Where do you get this from, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah? He make measurement. Because he did not have this hadith. He doesn't know, you know, Sayyidina al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he built the most of his sect, built in measurement, call it qiyas. But he received a lot of few of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So when he doesn't have the nas, he go for his personal to build on something else. You know, in loan, in tijara, in business, when you need to write this down, you need a two male. Allah, he said that in the Quran. And if you don't have the two male, it will be one male and two female. So Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he take the same rule. But the Prophet ﷺ, if you understand the hadith as a majority of the ulama said, shahidayyi. In the Arabic language, shahidayyi mean two male. Cannot be female. Shahidayyi in the language. But anyway, we respected the opinion of the great Imam rahimahullah. But the majority of the ulama said must be at least two male in the meeting. Fine. That's the first one. Now we have to move to something very important, call it ijab and qabul. What is the ijab mean? Ijab meaning it's approval from the wali, or the wali hire representative or a client to representing him at the time of marriage in a presence. When the contract will be done, has to be this four. The wali. Wali is not there. He brings somebody instead him, he give him authority to representing him at the same meeting. And number two, has to be the husband, the one who need to marry at the same meeting. Or the husband is not available, he could send it back home. Wakil, it's mean to call somebody, his uncle, his father, his brother, his friend, to go, and he give him authorization to go representing him in the meeting. That must be done. And plus, what the ijab is? Ijab will come from the wali, or the one who hired by the wali to representing in a meeting. How are we going to say? He has to tell the husband or the man who need to marry, I let you marry my daughter by the book of Allah, Sunnah Rasulullah, and as-sadaq al-musamma baynana, the agreement of sadaq. Sadaq, it means the dowry. The dowry has taken place between the husband and wife. They must decide and agree about the dowry. That's very important order. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نَحْلَةً. Allah said that. Give the woman their صدقات. It means their dowry. نَمَهْرَ. He have to give it to them. With fair and just. That is the conditions. So the other one, the husband, or the one who representing the husband, if the husband is not available in a meeting, he could call one of his friends representing me back home in Pakistan. I am giving you authorization to marry this girl. Actually, not to marry him, not him. He's the one to marry her. Because we have a case like this, subhanallah. I have a case in this masjid. What happened is, the man, he need to marry the girl. And what happened is, he need to come back to his country. So what did he do? He got some one of her friend of him. He told them, I need you to marry this girl for me, When I come back after 6 months, you're gonna divorce her and I'm gonna marry from you. I have no idea, I never hear about this at all. And what is the dowry taking place? He said, you know, what is the best more than the Quran? This is your dowry. La ya Habibi. If you have money, you have to pay the dowry. Don't use the book of Allah and you be cheap and stingy. And he said, what is the better than the book of Allah? No, the woman, she deserves a dowry. What is the dowry for? Why Allah make the dowry? The dowry, it's again, is that you going to use or to enjoy the private part of the woman. That is called the dowry. You have to pay for it. Don't give her a Quran or don't give her a son. It has to be. Remember the man who need to marry. And he came to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah, zawijni iyaha. Let me marry this girl. Qala iltamis. هل معك شيء? Do you have anything to give? He said, I don't have anything. قال التمس ولو خاتم من حديد. Get even a ring made from iron. The Prophet, he need to make this marriage valid. Give her something. He said, I don't have anything, Ya Rasulullah. Even the ring, I don't have it. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, what you have? He said, I just memorize some of the Quran, couple of verses. He said, go and teach her. But this is the special conditions. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ is different than today. Ya Sheikh Shawkat, today if we need to let your daughter marry, and some come to you, and he said, I don't have dowry. I don't have any money for the apartment. I don't have any money for the furniture. So why you come to marry? Why you come to marry my daughter? He said, I'm fearing Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permit the man to marry, actually to teach her the Quran. La ya Habibi. You are not actually going. If you are able, قال يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Who young, who's able, باءة, it's mean financially. Financially to open a house. I have one of the, exactly two couples, a couple of years ago. They said exactly, I am fearing Allah, I need to marry this girl. And then after that what happened? He said, I don't have any furniture. So the girl, she agreed. And he took the girl. And she has a very good family. And the man handed the furniture for the girl, he made her to sleep in the floor. And he told her, we don't need any stove. We could actually cook in the fire. Go outside and they cook in a fire, like a million years ago. Subhanallah, is not working. You are not able to go and marry and open apartment for her. Don't come and marry the girl. And what happened? 2 years, the divorce took place because the girl, she cannot take it anymore. She sleep in the floor, she cook in the wood, and so on. So it's not working. Come back to our topic. So ijab. The wali has to say, I let you marry my daughter by the book of Allah, sunnah Rasulullah, and the agreement of the dowry. Then the boy or the husband, he said, I accept, call it qabul. Qabul, it's mean acceptance. I accept to marry your daughter by the book of Allah, sunnah Rasulullah, and by the agreement of the dowry, or by the prescribed dowry. That is the marriage will be. And not enough. We need somebody, witnesses for this marriage. Have to be witnesses. What is the purpose of the witnesses? Is to go and ask the girl. That's why when the marriage done in this masjid, always I choose two witnesses. Ya Sheikh Ali, so so and so, Ya Mujahid, go and ask the girl if she need the man or not. Why Ya Sheikh Shawkat that? Because maybe the father, he forces a girl to marry someone, she doesn't like him. How many times exactly, wallahi, my head became exploded. When I hear actually, the boy, the man, and the girl, they love each other. And the father refused. He said, wallahi, you will never marry this boy, the co-worker with you in the job, and you have to marry your cousin. I don't love him. I have a case here in this masjid. I don't love him, father. He said, I will curse you until the day of the judgment. The mother get involved. I will curse you, make dua against you. And they force the girl in the end to marry her cousin without loving him. Fear Allah. Fear Allah and let the girl to see. Some of the Muslim also, his mother, she fly to the country. And she choose the girl for him.
And then after that she told him, come, I found the girl, go and marry. You are playing, you are not playing with the dough. They must, the Prophet ﷺ recommended everyone shoot each other. Do you have idea, Sheikh Shawkat? If the girl was niqab, according to the Sharia, she has to uncover her face to show it to her husband or not. Do you have idea? What are you going to marry? I marry a girl with niqab, I cannot see her face, I cannot see anything. La, this is not the marriage, you are not playing actually with the dough. Must see and accept each other. They need to accept each other. Now fast, before you leave. That is the condition. Can we make it through the phone or the internet like the brother he requested? He went to Imam Siraj and he told him, yes, the marriage, you have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. I said many times, not every speaker is a faqih, but every faqih is a speaker. Remember this formula. Not everyone is a strong in a speech, he's a faqih, knowledgeable in deen, know the Quran, know the sunnah. You could find khatibi shaking the masjid, but inside he's not a faqih. Listen for this carefully. The ulama divided to two groups. The first group of ulama said, no way, this marriage cannot be accepted at all. It's invalid marriage through the phone. What does that mean? And the brother, he said exactly, he could bring a speaker. And he called the father. And the father, he has two witnesses next to him. And he said, can you accept exactly my marriage to your daughter? Yes, I accept it. And the two witnesses there. We are not guaranteed, Sheikh Tahir. You know why? Because it's very easy to bring somebody to act like the wali, or to bring two witnesses belong to the father, and in the end the girl, she will be married without her approval. Is that right or not? Let me wake up with me, answer me. So that's possible or not possible? So you cannot make it, has to be in a meeting. Everybody hear each other. Everybody. And the best way for this Sheikh Tahir to do what? The father, he will give agreement by the court or notarize it from there. And the two witnesses, they sign that the girl, she agreed about this marriage, and she send it here to the United States if you need the marriage to be done. But you cannot depend, because it's possible to deceive. It's possible actually to act somebody like the father is sound, and the marriage will be done. So this is the first group of ulama. Who said that? Sheikh Mustafa, astaghfirullah, not me. Who said that? Al-Lajna al-Da'ima. What is the Lajna al-Da'ima? Every year they choose one country. More than 650 to 700 scholars came from all over the world. They go to different country. And they study all the questions for every year and to approve it among the ulama. So Al-Lajna al-Da'ima, I said, this is not accepted marriage at all, because it's possible to deceive. It's possible to cheat. It is possible actually to find somebody act like the wali. Is that right or not? Second group, they said, yes, the marriage will be right if we guarantee, underline, that both body are trusted, and we know, such as you bring a video, focus in the wali, and we know the wali, and the girl, and the two witnesses, and we hear this conversation together, come from them, and became clear 100% for us, that is you dealing with the right people. They say this is only, but most of the cases is not guaranteed. Most of the cases, that's why I elected this situation. Not allowed to make this marriage through the phone, not allowed to make this marriage through the internet, not allowed to be exactly, I agree about this, because it's possible to deceive. It's possible to act like the wali. So the only for what we have to do, these people, they need to marry. Very simple. Need authorization from the wali, not republic. From there, see, court, government, whatever is, or to the witnesses, the two witnesses has to sign that the girl, she agreed. And they send it, these documents. When we have these documents, yes, we could do the marriage. But in the end, for us, I took the license for this masjid. under the name of Masjid Manhattan. I will never be actually lead to lose this license or this permit. Why? Because the state, they have their own rule. Before we make in the marriage, you have to go and register this marriage where? In a city hall. When I have the registration in the front of me, I am able to issue a certificate of marriage from Masjid Manhattan Islamic Center, Terry Cliff Streets. I will sign it, and the witness has to be signed it, the groom has to be signed it, the girl has to be signed it, the wali has to be signed it, and we make official paper to give it actually to both of them. I will never make this marriage unless and issue this certificate unless it has this to be certified where? In the city hall, if you need a real marriage. Because how many times we came and married, and after 6 months the man, he enjoyed the girl, then he kicked her out without any actually guarantee or anything like this. هَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. That's what I owe you. So I'm the one who disagree about the phone, from by phone or internet, because we need to make this public. And we have group of Muslim to certify or to satisfy about this marriage, and this is actually Allahu A'lam Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you have any question related to this, I'm with you here until you go inshallah. JazakAllahu Khairan. Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.